Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on National Teachers Day, inspiring the next generation of learners. The participants are Professor Sushila Ramaswamy, educationist, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Professor Sushila Ramaswamy, who had earlier worked with the Jesus and Mary's College and is currently serving as a visiting faculty at prominent universities of India. Professor Ramaswamy, it's good to have you on this discussion.
Thank you very much.
So today's topic of discussion is on the Teachers' Day, which is celebrated on the 5th of September every year. And this tradition started on the 5th of September 1962, which marks the birth anniversary of the second president of India, the late Sri Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. Professor, could you tell us the importance of the Teachers' Day and why it came into being? What were the reasons that the 5th of September be celebrated as the Teachers' Day?
Radhakrishnan was an eminent scholar, educationist. His books on Indian philosophy are so well received, so well read. And also at a time when he did a comparative study of both Western and Indian philosophy. And when his students wanted to celebrate his birthday, he felt that it should be celebrated as the Teachers' Day, so that it's a kind of a tribute to the teaching community as such. And rightly so, a scholar of his nature, we remember him and also the innumerable teachers who are supposed to be the life, the backbone of any person at the individual level. So that's how it all started.
So the 5th of September, the Teachers' Day, also marks cultural events, speeches and functions at schools. So what is a message being given by the educators to students?
You see, that education is a holistic process. It's just not about acquiring critical thinking and awareness about the world, the society that we belong to. But there's also the aesthetic, the artistic side of human existence, which is so important to acquire, to kind of continue with. So that's how you see the whole idea of emphasizing, and particularly in the modern world, education is just not about being good at the skills one learns, but essentially be a good citizen, a good human being, and how to navigate in the world that we live in. First at the level of the family, then within the society, community, the larger country, and then, of course, the world at large.
Let's now move on to President's speech, where she spoke about building character of students as a primary duty of teachers.
Shikha vyakti ko sakshom banati hai. Kamjor se kamjor pushtabhumi se ke bachche, shikha ke bal par pragati ke asman ko chhu pate hai. बच्चों की उड़ान को शक्ति देने में सबसे महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका स्नेही और निष्ठावान शिक्षकों की होती है। शिक्षकों के लिए सबसे बड़ा पुरस्कार यही है कि उनके विद्यार्थियों आजीवन उन्हें याद रखे तथा पुरस्कार परिवार समाज और देश के लिए सराहनीय योगदान दे।
Professor Ramaswamy, how important it is to be self-reliant in your life and how that contributes building character.
If we really understand the idea of education for citizenship, you know, the emphasis goes back to antiquity in a way, where the idea of what it is to be a good individual, a good person, how education is the key to it. This is what you find in the writings of both Plato and Aristotle. This idea kind of gets woven into the Renaissance period about how it leads to instilling of civic virtue and what it is to have good moral values. So what we find is right from antiquity to modern times, not only in India but elsewhere, emphasis about education and character building is important. It's generally believed that how knowledge gives us a sense of equity, it gives us a sense of awareness of who we are and what we are. And that is, again, something which will also make us empathize with one another, and particularly in a world that we live in, which is so diverse, how inclusivity and at the same time equity is to be acquired. And education about different cultures, different knowledge systems, essentially makes us realize the vastness, the extent, and the depth of human knowledge. So all these are crucial into developing a person as a good human being.
So speaking of character, can we also focus on the relationship between the teacher and the student, drawing from our historic past, the guru-shishya relationship? How important is that?
The meaning of the word guru is someone who leads a person from ignorance to light, ignorance to knowledge. This is so beautifully illustrated in Plato's Republic when he talks about how the cave, and through the cave, how the whole process of acquiring enlightenment comes about. So the guru is important. And in fact, our own ancient scriptures and shlokas emphasize how the guru is to be venerated and how the guru is the key thing, just not about academic knowledge, but in classical music, the guru is the one who is able to identify the pitch of the student and teach the student the kind of pitch in which the person is supposed to sing. So the importance the guru has in our tradition. So yes, the guru is the key one, because a good teacher, the right teacher, places the right objects in the presence of the student and the student picks up. And of course, Dronacharya's relationship with his students, particularly Arjun, is illustrative of what I just spoke about. And of course, this is a very interactive kind of a relationship. The teacher teaches, and a good student is one who acquires, who learns, carries forward the legacy, the tradition of the guru.
Swadeshi was a call in the pre-independence period from British colonialism. It's another a call now, especially in the current environment. Let's now hear what Prime Minister Narendra Modi had to say.
Swadeshi yani jo kuch bhi hamare desh mein paida hota hai, jo hamare desh mein banta hai, wo cheeze jisme mere deshvasiyon ke paseene ki mehak hai, wo mere liye swadeshi hai. Aur isliye इसके प्रति हमारा गौरव होना चाहिए. हर घर पर, जैसे हर घर तिरंगा है ना, हर घर स्वदेशी, घर घर स्वदेशी. और उसी पर हर दुकानदार अपने यहाँ बोर्ड लगाए, गर्व से कहो ये स्वदेशी है.
प्रोफेसर सुशीला रामास्वामी, योर टेक ऑन दिस प्लीज.
Awareness about who we are, our education traditions, the knowledge traditions, every country wants to emphasize on that, and India is no exception. India is an ancient civilization. We go back in times much before even many parts of the rest of the world have yet to even be kind of known or even established. And our knowledge traditions are important. And the idea of Swadeshi was that Indians acquire the skills to be able to be self-reliant and self-sufficient. It's important to also recall the importance that Ram Mohan Roy emphasized on technical education, technical knowledge, which he felt should be acquired, and how that in a way becomes an integral to the way our perception, our insights into education developed, not only during the course of the national struggle, but also in the post-independent era. There have been efforts right from the beginning to have a very skilled, resourceful, knowledge-based society in India. And that's how the IITs, the IIMs, you know, the Institutes of Excellence have been kind of established. But at the same time, also education, which is to be given to the child from the primary school level. And that was equally emphasized.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi also spoke about reforms in education.
Nirantar reforms hote rehne chahiye. ये समय के अनुकूल भी हो और दीर्घ दृष्टा भी हो. उसमें भविष्य को समझना, मानना, स्वीकारना, ये उसके स्वभाव में होना चाहिए. और जहां तक इस सरकार का कमिटमेंट है, हम पूरी तरह इसके लिए कमिटेड हैं, क्योंकि हम मानते हैं कि समयानुकूल परिवर्तन के बिना हम आज की वैश्विक परिस्थिति में हमारे देश को जो स्थान का उसका हक है वो हक नहीं दिला सकते हैं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi also spoke about nurturing minds is a foundation for a stronger and a brighter future. How important is this when you ready your student for the rigors of adult life and employment for that matter?
These are important, you see, because IQ is important, so is emotional quotient, acquiring the right kind of stamina, the right kind of balance, the sense of proportion, not getting stressed out. Equally important is physical health. So right at the outset, when we talked about holistic education, it's about the development of the body, the mind, the character, the intellect, and that's what good education is all about.
So the national education policy is a policy of the central government to ensure that education is taught uniformly all across the country, and there's a standard maintained so that not only is schooling as proficient as possible, the student is ready for the rigors of adult life that we just mentioned about, and more importantly, employment, because that drives your ability to earn an income and then set up your household as well. Could you tell us something about the NEP, the National Education Policy, which is according to today's times and needs?
Supposed to be a path-breaking initiative wherein emphasis is on skills, acquisition of skills. Equally important is mother tongue education and the idea of holistic change, holistic development, also acquisition of knowledge in Indian languages. These are some of the very key takeaways from the National Education Policy. And it came up in 2020, and all universities practically in India have incorporated it into its syllabus. The Delhi University, to which I was associated, has also implemented it. And what one can see is there are courses which teach you values, and there's also another one which is skill-based education. So all these are interesting because it essentially emphasizes on the developing of emotional intelligence, values, what it is to be mindful, how to acquire skills for problem solving, critical thinking, which are equally important in order to live in this globalized world that we are increasingly getting part of.
Professor Ramaswamy, could you also tell us about sustainable development practices which is to be adopted in the curriculum of school students and girls education, if you can also shed some light to it?
Both the things that you emphasize right now, you asked me, are very crucial. Environmental education or sustainable development is a very important, what should I say, concept or insight that every child must learn. Of course, Hinduism teaches us about what it is to respect nature, but this also has to translate itself into how to kind of develop that. And there are courses on environmental education, which is also offered not only at the school level, but even at the college level. Students are taught, sensitized about what it is to preserve nature, how to acquire skills, how to cultivate knowledge which is sustainable, not to essentially waste, how we must treat Mother Earth as a resource, but not something to be exploited, not to be kind of wasted away, but to be renewed, to be used in such a way that it would remain good for not only us, but for the generations to come. And in context of climate change, this is all the more important, because we are seeing what havoc climate change is causing to not only India, but to the world at large. And how, as individuals, as human beings, we should realize that along with us, there are many other living species, and respect must be accorded to those who are as much crucial to maintaining this natural ecological balancing in this world. Girls' education, equally important. This has been emphasized right from the time of Raja Ram Mohan Roy, right down to Gandhiji during the course of the national struggle. And the fact that it is often said that if you educate a girl, you educate the family. It's equally important because girls, as mothers and as housemakers, how crucial it is for them to acquire knowledge, acquire skills, and also leave a mark, make a mark in this world. It's been again stressed last 200-300 years, not only in India but also in the West, that education for women is the key to their good life, to status, to independence, and above all, to their own dignity. So girls' education is equally important, just as climate change. We are at a time in this world where we realize that we must be responsible towards the world at large, to our fellow beings, and also to the other living species of the world. And that's what education should instill and nurture in each one of us.
Thank you so much, Professor Sushila Ramaswamy, for speaking to us at Akashvani on Teachers' Day on the 5th of September. Thank you so much for telling us in great and depth detail the significance of the Teachers' Day, the Guru-Shishya relationship, and how important that is to our living practices today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on National Teachers' Day, inspiring the next generation of learners. The participants were Professor Sushila Ramaswamy, educationist, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
स्पॉटलाइट।